Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 497. While it is always positive when a woman shows her love and physically arouses her husband, it's even more praiseworthy to do so when her husband is going through a very difficult situation. In those cases, in those times, it's a special mitzvah. She pleases him with mitzvahs ayna, similar to be seen, as we talked about in the previous Shir, by the Nashim Tzidkaniyus, the righteous women in Mitzrayim, who behaved thus when they knew their husbands were working avodas perach and toiling hard, and they were suffering terribly throughout the day, and they chose to lift their spirits, the spirits of their husbands, to arouse them, so that the men would engage in oyna with a love and compassion. She brings down from a safer being in Abayas, which is Rav Sender Erlanger, and he says as follows. Translate in English, brought down in Matoivu Alacha, the Sefer by Rabbi Aaron Cohn. From here, one can learn the lesson that applies in all different situations, as sometimes a person goes through various challenges, difficulties with parnasa and the like, and all types of worries, and stressful times and difficult periods of a person's life. This is somewhat similar to the situation they experienced in Egypt, which broke the morality of the body and the mind. And in such circumstances, a man lacks a desire to build a home and provide for a family. Then the wife has a great mitzvah to find favor in her husband, to rouse his desire and feeling to continue to build a home. And the same holds true for the women, who at times go through difficult physical and emotional situations, in which case the husband has a mitzvah to please her with ayna, as it should be, in order to rouse her to continue to provide for the home. Hashem has given us mitzvahs ayna to help a person calm down, to find joy, to find simcha, in establishing a happy home, as well as to empower the men and women to bear the burden that they have together. In Egypt, the righteous women fulfilled their role using the mirrors because they understood how to use the yetzer of desire for the sake of heaven, and as a result, Klal Yisrael survived. From this, all women can learn, each in her own way, how to use various tips to awaken the man, her husband, in the right way, at the right time, in order to keep the house running with simcha and with nachas. See, people just think that this is about taiva, about sexual desire. There's a lot of deep aspects behind this. This desire is there to procreate, but it's also to bond, and it's also a sustainer. It gives chizik. Done the right way, again, people don't really emphasize these aspects of ayna. But ayna, done correctly, gives chizik. Gives chizik to one another. Sometimes the chizik should be with encouraging words, of course. Giving chizik to people with using encouraging words. And then there's giving chizik by actually involving in the mitzvahs ayna the right way. That gives them chizik. It's a refuah for one another. It gets people through hard times. This is not something, obviously, that people talk about. This is not something that people should publicize. You know, you don't go around by speeches and say, I have hakar sataif for my wife and husband that use this to get me through hard difficulties and emotional turmoil and calm me that way. You don't say that, obviously. It's a tznius. It's a private thing. But that is the idea. That is the idea. Tafanasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyan ayna v'simchasa, the inyan ayna and its joy, the physical and emotional joy of it, l'sayeh lo adam sheifayis b'zeh, to help a person to be appeased by that, the insa simcha, that they should find joy, v'nachas, and pleasure, l'hokam abayis, to maintain the home, v'lizboil ha'oil amotel alav. It is much more bearable for a husband to face another day in a difficult situation at work or wherever he is with that care, knowing that he has his wife to hold on to. And it's comforting for a wife when she's going through a difficult time, a difficult challenge, and being overwhelmed, to know that she has her husband there with her. Shevet Musar says as follows. This is Shevet Musar, Perachav Dalet, Oisvav. If a wife sees that her husband has incurred a financial difficulties or some other difficulties, or that he is depressed, let her speak to him with words of comfort, and she should relieve him of his difficult experience with words that evoke the heart of a man, and with a smiling face she should say to him, I love you with an everlasting love. Your face shines divinely, therefore I come to you to welcome you. Come, my beloved, let us spend time until the morning and spend it with love. And when a man hears these sweet words of love, it removes the worries that rest on his heart. If he then has relations with her, her children will be as good and very smart, the opposite of what happens when he is worried and sad during relations, which results in the reverse. But the idea being, this is Shevet Musar, is a pretty strong Musar Sefer. And yet here it's saying, and of course common sense dictates that it works both ways. When a wife is down, when a wife is depressed or anxious, the husband does the same exact thing for his wife. This gives chizik. This is an aspect of Aina that, you know, that is just so not emphasized, but so true, and what keeps it. It keeps a couple together. It gives each other, if done the right way, this itself, this sexual union, the physical pleasure of it, all of it is a chizik giver. It's a lifesaver. Very often it's a refuah hanefesh and a refuah haguf. Stipel, in one of his letters that we brought down, had situations like that where the husband was extremely depressed, and he, besides other things, also proposed that Aina should be done often between the couple, and that was a refuah for them. So to chazer over to review some of the concepts that we talked about in the last two shiurim, is that both husband and wife have a fundamental need for the mitzvah Aina. The husband has an halachic obligation to provide it to his wife. The wife does not have that same d'oraisa halachic obligation. She does not, but she has the human derech eretz obligation, probably a derabbanan obligation, to do the same for her husband. So although a wife does not have any mitzvah specifically in the Torah to have physical relations with her husband, there is still an obligation. There is still a responsibility. That doesn't mean that she may be forced into it, chas v'shalom not. Not pressured into it, chas v'shalom not. But when he's a mensch, he's a normal person, her husband's a healthy person, he can be flawed, but if he's a decent person, he's not being manipulative or abusive or anything terrible, but he's a good person, then she is bound to do whatever she can to be with him with a love and with a passion. And based on the Torah and Chazal, the nature of women is to desire the mitzvah Aina. But in practicality these days, especially with the stresses of life, many women don't come into marriage desiring it. Often, unfortunately, the opposite is true, which we discussed in the previous shiurim, therefore. But we need to understand that for the most part, the feeling is likely there deep within. It is there. But steps need to be taken with education and chinuch to figure out the best way to awaken those feelings, to bring it alive, to make that 180-degree turn, to have this desire come out in a healthy way towards her husband. Another point was that in addition to specific times when one is halachically bound to perform Aina, there's certain situations where there's a particular duty to fulfill the mitzvah, like when the husband leaves the city, or when one spouse notices that the other is feeling desirous of physical relations. The feeling of desire is so important that the Chazal say that it leads to having special children. We talk about Leah as an example of this. The reward of having Aina with desire and passion is so great. And that's the way the mitzvah ideally is to be performed. That a wife has a special mitzvah to awaken the desire in her husband. All the more if, like we just mentioned in this year, if he's going through a difficult time. We see this symbolized by the Nashim Tzidkanias in Mitzrayim. And the same holds true with a woman. If a woman is going through a difficult time, in which case it's her husband's mitzvah to rouse her passion and to heal her and to help her. So that is a summary of various aspects of this past few shiurim. We're going to discuss now how they may have different natures, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, but the mutual goal needs to be the same. They need to understand their differences and their needs and approach to Mrs. Aina. But the real key is, and this is a misconception that's often there, a husband and wife need to both be active. It is true that in Kabbalah and overall, we're told the husband is a nice saint, he's the giver. The wife is a receiver, she receives. But receiving does not mean passive. She's very, very active in the process. Why? Because Hashem created within a woman's nature to enjoy Aina inherently. When she shows these feelings and her desire to her husband, that is a praiseworthy way of acting. I'm going to repeat that. We're talking about a tsenua here. A tsenua shebet tsenua. A bas yisrael. When she shows feelings and her desire for her husband sexually out of love, out of an emotional connection, and she feels that physical desire, she's acting in a praiseworthy manner, expressing it. Again, not in a direct way with direct words, we said, although, you know, you speak to a Rav, in certain, to avoid misunderstanding and communication, sometimes she needs to speak more directly, but actively, certainly actively. And her role in marriage, marital relations goes even further than just showing her desire. She can also do things, actually physically do things, to make the experience of Mitzvah Aina more enjoyable for herself and for her husband, but for herself too. So again, not just showing the desire, but actually doing things during Aina that would make it more enjoyable for herself and for her husband. Once the true meaning of the Mitzvah Aina, which is the vehicle to unite the husband and wife, is understood properly, then it makes perfect sense why a woman has an active role in creating and reinforcing this bond. Why? Because physical pleasure and desire for each other is such a vital component for this bond. So when a woman provides pleasure to her husband, she is contributing to the strengthening of that connection. And it reciprocates, and he, in turn, provides pleasure for her. And this creates the strengthening of the emotional and spiritual bond. Remember that in human beings, especially in Yidden doing this properly, Aina consists of three components: the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. To get to the emotional and spiritual, the physical needs to be there. And therefore, the misconception of a woman having, because of quote-unquote tznius, to be totally passive and not act upon anything or expressing anything and just being passive and let the husband just do all the expressions of it and her just not being participant, really, that's not what receiving means. It's a receiving amanas lahashpia, and she needs to be an active, take an active role in her own enjoyment and in her husband's enjoyment, as we're going to explain Be'ezus Hashem in the upcoming Shiurim. Bracha v'atzlacha.